It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The sad story out of Harlem, an update now, just gets sadder as we learn that not only is the mother of a four-year-old found dead Sunday being charged in his death, now there's word that the boy's father being questioned and could be handcuffed as well. Marla Diamond following it for us.
A police source has confirmed the boy's father is being questioned at the 32nd Precinct, but has not been charged. This as the mother of four-year-old Jameik Modlin, Nitavia Ragsdale, is expected in Manhattan Criminal Court to enter a plea to charges of criminally negligent homicide and endangering the welfare of a child. Officers responding to the family's apartment on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard Sunday night found little Jameik unconscious and unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at Harlem Hospital. The medical examiner will determine the exact cause of death. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
And we will continue to follow developments in that story. City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan will have his last day on the job this Friday. Yes, this Friday. You are not hearing things. He's stepping down months earlier than expected. Last month, Dr. Vasan announced he would resign early next year, citing family reasons. But in a statement today, he says, you know what? Those needs have taken on greater urgency. Mayor Adams addressing the resignation today, dispelling the notion that this has anything to do with all the investigations swirling around City Hall.
He has a personal urgency that he thought he could hold out longer, but he wants to address, and I respect that. Family, my theme and my rule is family first. This stuff is always going to be here. But you better take care and focus on your family.
He adds that the city has a deep bench with plenty of people ready to step up and fill the void. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Michelle Morse will serve as the interim health commissioner. Meantime, Schools Chancellor David Banks getting ready to say goodbye to the job he's held since Mayor Adams took office. Today is his last day. Banks worked in the city's education system for nearly four decades, starting as a school safety agent, working his way up to teacher, assistant principal, principal, so on and so forth. Banks joined the growing number of City Hall officials who've resigned over the past several weeks. This all in the wake of multiple investigations into the Adams administration. He's among those who got visited by the Fed, along with his now wife, Sheena Wright, who was first deputy, and his brother, Philip Banks, who stepped down as the deputy mayor for public safety. The parents of a teenager who overdosed after taking pills laced with fentanyl are calling for tougher punishment for the dealers whose products kill people.
Grace Wrightington thought she bought Percocet her parents saved from a man on the street of Garden City. Instead, the pills were laced with fentanyl. Her mother says the 17-year-old died on the 4th of July.
This man was arrested once before for selling fentanyl and was put back on the streets.
The man accused of selling the drugs faces a controlled substance charge.
The fact that you can lie to a child, sell them a pill and lie to them about what's in it, and if they take it and die, if it's your first offense is drug diversion, is just unbelievable. And that you can't be charged with manslaughter in that case.
Grace was going to begin her senior year in high school when she died. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Lufthansa Airlines has been hit with an historic $4 million penalty for allegedly discriminating against Jewish passengers. This involves folks traveling from New York to Budapest with a stop in Frankfurt over 2 years ago.
A DOT investigation found Lufthansa Airlines barred 128 Jewish passengers, most of whom wore distinctive clothing typically worn by Orthodox Jewish men, from boarding a flight in Frankfurt to Budapest after a few passengers failed to follow crew member instructions on a flight from New York. Then Jewish passengers were banned from the next flight. Only Jewish passengers who didn't know each other and weren't flying together, the DOT says. It is the largest civil rights fine imposed by the DOT against any airline. Alex Stone, EBC News.
No, it's a great year to be a New York sports fan, unless you're into football. With the Liberty in the finals and both the Mets and the Yanks in the post, oh, it's all good news for the city's bars, getting an extra boost for all the people who are wanting to watch the game with their fellow fans.
If you're not in the stadium or on the couch, you're probably at the bar. Andrew Ridgey, the executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, says they're seeing nonstop action.
Business was so challenging throughout the pandemic, and now to have our sport teams winning here in New York and have bars open. And if you haven't been out yet, we encourage people to go out and celebrate.
Martin Whelan, who owns Stout and Amity Hall, says the crowds are growing, especially when it comes to women's sports.
I've been watching UConn's women's basketball team, and I see how they do, and I figured it was just a matter of time, especially with the U.S. women's soccer team. It's good for everybody. There's a trickle-down effect.
He says as the fans are rallying for their teams, they're also giving a big boost to local businesses. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
I know. Isn't it fantastic? All of the teams, except football, are doing so great right now. Tell you what, keep it up, folks, and Bree rooting for you. WNBA, let's go.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!